With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Israel warned U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin in a call Tuesday that a military operation was going to take place in Lebanon. Israel provided no details of the attack, in which thousands of pagers belonging to Hezbollah terrorists exploded. Pentagon Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh said Defense Secretary Austin and his Israeli counterpart have spoken four times since Sunday, most recently Wednesday.
The secretary emphasized the U.S. commitment to deterring regional adversaries, de-escalating tensions across the region, and reaffirmed the priority of reaching a ceasefire deal that will bring home hostages held by Hamas, and an enduring diplomatic resolution to the conflict on the Israel-Lebanon border that will allow civilians on both sides to return home.
Lebanon's Civil Aviation Authority has banned pagers and walkie-talkies from all flights operating out of Beirut's international airport.
The move reflects the heightened levels of concern in Lebanon following 2 days of deadly explosions targeting the militant group Hezbollah's pagers and walkie-talkies. 32 people, including two children, were killed and thousands wounded. The Iranian-backed group has blamed Israel for Tuesday and Wednesday's blasts, and there are fears the conflict could escalate. The Lebanese army's bomb squad has blown up some suspected pagers in controlled explosions. Overnight, there were extensive exchanges of fire across the Israel-Lebanon border.
Also at SRNnews.com, a new poll finds segments of the Democrat Party believe things would be better if former President Trump were assassinated. According to a new Rasmussen poll, 28% of Democrats say that America would be better if Trump had been assassinated. 24% of Democrats said they're not sure. Scott Rasmussen, president of RMG Research, said it's hard to imagine a greater threat to democracy than expressing a desire to have your political opponent murdered. Despite two assassination attempts, 51% of Democrats say Mr. Trump should not have increased security. This is SRN News. Canadians prepare a major demonstration.
The second annual million-person march for children is scheduled to take place Friday in cities all across the country. The event is being organized by the activist group Hands Off Our Kids, which says, quote, "We refuse to stand by while the government and school system allow sexually explicit content and gender ideology to be distributed in our classrooms." The march is being backed by a coalition of Christian and Muslim parents who are disturbed by what their kids are being exposed to in school. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Georgia's parliament approves legislation designed to limit the queer trans agenda, echoing laws adopted in neighboring Russia. The bill includes bans on same-sex marriage, adoptions by homosexual couples, and public endorsement of depictions of queer trans relationships in the media. It also bans sex change operations. Russia has enacted similar bans as well. This is SRN News. More records are broken on Wall Street.
Wall Street soared to record highs in a delayed reaction to the Federal Reserve's big interest rate cut a day earlier. The S&P 500 jumped 1.7% Thursday. The benchmark index beat the all-time high it reached in July and had one of its best days of the year. The Dow rose 522 points. That's about 1.3%. The Dow surpassed the record high it set earlier this week. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 2.5%. Markets are hoping that the U.S. economy can stay out of a recession, especially now that the Federal Reserve is starting to provide relief by making it less expensive to borrow money. Treasury yields were mixed in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
AM radio, one step closer to being required in all new vehicles sold in America. The AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act passed out of the House Energy and Commerce Committee Wednesday by a bipartisan vote. It now goes to the full House to be scheduled for a debate. More details at srnnews.com.